Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast. You know, over the years when we traveled, people always ask the men, where'd you learn the Bible at? I said, well, I did get a degree in theology. I did go to a good school. But I learned the Bible from teaching children's stories, you know, from a children's storybook I got years ago, Eggermeyer's Children's Bible Storybook. Great book, hardback book. I think Warner Press prints it. And so I taught, you know, chapel for about 10 years, you know, every day of the week during the school year. So 175 days a year times 10 years, you know, I went through the Bible several times. And so where'd you learn it? Well, I learned it from a children's Bible storybook. A lady wrote a great book and took every major story in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation and wrote a one-page, page-and-a-half modern English version. And so you kind of get the big picture. God's good, devil's bad, and people make mistakes. And so the Bible says the righteous fall seven times a day, and they get back up. We're not the perfect people. We're the getting back up people. I tell every day of your life, you get to repent and forgive. If you're not repenting and forgiving on a regular basis, you're not growing. And so it's a good thing to do. So I had people ask, well, how do you become successful as a family? What's the secret to having a successful family? I said, well, there are no perfect families. Again, the Bible says the righteous fall seven times, they get back up. Where they're getting back up, people. Sometimes you learn what to do and you learn what not to do. And you learn, well, not ever doing that again. So this is what I call today five habits of unsuccessful families. Now, when I was an engineer, you first had to learn how things don't work. What'd you learn today? Don't do that again. What'd you learn? Don't do that again. And so there's some great things. So here's my top five habits of unsuccessful families that if you're going to be a success, you need to avoid these. So number one is what I call a malnourished soul. This is a great scripture, 3 John 2. Beloved, I pray and wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. So my prosperity and the health of my life is based on what I think. Thinking is critical. The Bible says, think on these things, whatever is lovely, honest, just, praiseworthy, the good report. Think on these things. Don't think on those things. So you got to control your thought life. You can't let your mind just bounce around like a ping pong ball on a concrete floor. You got to think the right stuff. Well, how do you do that? Well, you got to feed on the right stuff. So what do you mean? Well, you got to read your Bible every now and then. You know, read your proverb when you get up in the morning, or read a psalm, or if you're starting to get worried about something, put some scripture in your mind. You know, control your thought life. Don't let it just go anywhere it wants to go. So the first thing I realized, if I'm going to have a successful family, I got to make sure we're in a great local church. We're attending on a regular basis. We're volunteering, helping other people. You know, we need to be involved with the people of God around the Word of God. And you got to make that a regular thing for the rest of your life. So don't let your soul get malnourished. You know, because the Bible talks about faith is a muscle. There's scriptures about great faith, little faith, weak faith, no faith. And so without faith, the Bible says, we can't please God. Without faith, we can't whip the devil. So you got to use your faith. And that means you got to be in the book every now and then. So get you a good translation, you know, the Bible, and just stay in it every now and then. Number two, here's another mistake people make, unsuccessful families. Their children come first. Will my children come first? I remember one time talking to my kids, and I love my kids. Got a big family. We love our kids. But I told me, Mom and I, we're forever. You're just passing through. You're sort of a temporary. You're a gift from God. Children are a gift from God. Psalms 127, Psalm 128. Children are a gift from God. God gave them to me to train them, to teach them. But eventually, I'm to give them back to God. And so, Matthew 19, verse 4 says, haven't you read the scriptures? Jesus replied, they record that from the beginning of time, God made them male and female. He said, this explains why a man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife. The two are united into one. Since they are no longer two but one, let no one split apart what God's joined together. And so you have to be very careful. Now, I know it gets busy. You know, we had one kid, and we had two, then we had three, then we had six. Like, it's busy. But you got to kind of make sure I love my kids. They take a lot of time. There's a lot of effort. But my spouse is number one in my life, and I wanted my kids to know, listen, I love you, but mom's number one. And so I got to give her some priority. Everything takes time, but I got to make sure I do that. So make sure your children aren't first. And they didn't know, well, I don't get to do anything. No, you get to do everything. I'm really good. I'm like Santa Claus stuck upside down in your chimney. But we have certain rules we do in our house. We do this. We don't do this. And because I'm trying to launch you out into a very long, successful, prosperous life. You know, all of our children should be taught of the Lord. Great will be their peace and undisturbed composure. Praise God. Number three. Problem in unsuccessful families, they don't have a central authority. Nobody's in charge. I remember one time I was working on my truck down in a ravine behind the house, and one of my daughters came down and said, Dad, I'd like to go so-and-so's house this weekend. Can I go? I said, I don't know. Ask your mother. She's in charge of that stuff. So I'm working down here in this ditch on this truck. All of a sudden, my wife comes out, and of course, you look back up the hill, the house out on the hill, and she comes out on the porch way up on the hill, and she said, Hey, Joe. I said, What? She said, Is there a problem? I said, What? Well, they want to know if they can go this weekend. I said, I'm not in charge of social life. That's you. I said, are you the head of this family? I said, yeah. Then you need to make the decisions. And so I realized that day, I thought, and she said, do I need to get you a skirt? Or you know, or what? I said, no. So I had to start taking the head, you know, and so I had to listen to my daughter. Where are you going to go? How are you going to get there? When are you going to be? Who's going to be there? And so I had to get involved. And so there had to be a central authority. Now, my wife made most of the decisions. She had great input, but I had to take the lead. And so my kids needed to know, don't work mom against dad. Don't work dad against mom, because if we've got a question, they're going to get together. Hey, Sugar, I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? Honey, the kids want to do this. What do you think? I think this. What do you think? Get some central authority. Number four, nobody's responsible. Ooh, this is a good one. I like this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 10. Even while we were with you, we gave you this command. Those unwilling to work will not eat. Yeah, we hear there are some of you living idle lives, refusing to work, and meddling in other people's business. So one thing you have about a successful family, everybody's responsible. Remember one thing I assigned chores. I remember one time I was thinking about my wife. We've been married about 12 years, and I realized my wife had become a housewife. My house stole my wife. I had a wife. And then we got married and we had kids, but then my house stole my wife. She's doing the dishes and the laundry and the mopping and the cleaning and the getting everybody bathed and dressed. Like, I need my wife back. So I thought, I had a revelation one day, I need to give my house to my children. Now, guys, this took about a year and a half. This was not an overnight deal because mom didn't want to let go of that stuff. But eventually I gave my children assignments. I said, listen, you're going to do the washing, you're doing the drying, you're mowing the grass, you're going to do the dishes. You're going to wash the towels and fold them, put them back up. And I had to teach my children. A lot of kids are growing up today in a society where they're not responsible for anything. And they don't feel the responsibilities because they came out of a house where they weren't responsible. So I want you to be a successful adult. I want you to have a wonderful time. I used to tell my kids, you know, you owe me an hour every day when you come home from school. Yeah, I know you got homework. We got ball practice and gym and whatever. But you owe me an hour every 24 days. You owe me 1 hour to do some labor. I want you to fold something, mow something, clean something, mop something. Then on Saturday, I told them every Saturday, I want 4 hours from you. I want you to have a good time, go hang out with friends, whatever you're going to do. But you can either do it early in the morning from 6 to whatever, or you can do it at night from 8 to midnight. I need 4 hours. Now, I didn't always hold to it. I say, hey, nothing to do today. You're in great shape. Then some days, hey, we got leaves everywhere. We're going to have to rake leaves today. Everybody needs to pitch in, do this. And it taught them a camaraderie. People said, how'd you get your family so close? Well, we worked together. Every holiday was a work holiday. But we had fun doing it. I remember one time we poured concrete sidewalks. We built a basketball. It took a whole summer to build a basketball court in our front yard. We had to pour it one section at a time because it's expensive. So we rented a tractor and we graded everything out. And we did the 2x4s. We laid the concertina wire down and we poured the concrete. And it took a whole summer to get that basketball court poured. And then we put two floodlights on it so you could play at nighttime. I built a big old above ground pool in the backyard, and it took a whole summer to do that. Dig out the side of a hill and put this big above ground pool. And so we had to build a deck to go out to it. I mean, it took time, it took money, it took labor, but my kids are real tight to this day. Why? We worked together, we laughed together, we had fun together. It was good. So make your kids responsible. Families that are successful have responsible people in them. Then the last thing is no budget. This is a big one. Proverbs 24:3-4. Any enterprise is built by wise planning, become strong through common sense, and profits wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts. Like, if you're going to sell your sheep, well, how many sheep do you have? How fat are they? How thick's the wool? What's the going price for wool? Old Testament, New Testament, it's not changed. You profit wonderfully by keeping abreast of the facts. So I want to teach my kids. I'm going to give you an allowance. You know, it might be 50 cents a week, might be $5 a week. You know, eventually it might be more than that. What I'm wanting to teach you is how to control your own money. You know, that God's going to bless you, but you've got to be a good steward. If you want to increase something, steward what you currently have. You know, I used to tell people, you need a new car, clean out the garage. Find out how big the car is you want. You know, put a piece of chalk on the garage floor, draw a line on how big the car is. Tell the kids, don't put your bicycle there. That's where that car is going. We don't have a car. Well, we're going to get one. So we're starting to believe God. You need to prepare for increase. Jesus did it. The Bible teaches it. Prepare for increase. Get a budget. How much do you need? How much do you owe? How much do you own? Where's it going? Some people will estimate, you know, if you do the census, that 97% of all American families have no working budget. They don't know how much they need or how much they've got or where it's going. They just know they need more. Well, the principle of God's word is God's a God of stewardship. If I steward it, he will increase it. If I steward it, he will increase it. So just remember, to be successful, you need to avoid these things. Keep your soul built up. Marriage is first, children are second. I love my children. I love them dearly, but the marriage is first, children are second. Central authority, somebody's got to take charge. Somebody's going to make the hard decisions, the ones that doesn't make everybody happy. Nobody's responsible. No, everybody's responsible. Everybody has a job. Everybody's going to play a part. Everybody's going to do their part. And the last thing is, get a budget. How much do you need? What do you believe in God for? Most people don't even know. Well, the Bible says, you know, faith without works is dead. Work without faith is dead. I'm believing for something. I got to work, but I am believing for a number. So that'll help you be successful, guys. That is the five traits of a successful family. God bless, guys. Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.